This Shabbat, we'll read the third parsha in the second book of the Torah. The Torah portion's name is Bo El Paro. In English, this means go to Pharaoh. Bo El Paro, go to Pharaoh, God says, for I have hardened his heart. Not only has God hardened Pharaoh's heart, God says, I've also hardened the heart of his courtiers. Why, we ask, why has God hardened Pharaoh and his courtiers' heart? And God replies, so that I may display my signs among you. Why is God displaying these signs, we ask? God, in the Torah's next line, replies, so that we may recount for our children and our children's children how God displayed these signs so that we would know God. Immediately after Moshe and Aaron, Bo El Paro, after they go to Pharaoh, they say to Pharaoh, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, wants to know how long will you, Pharaoh, refuse to humble yourself before God? Let our people go that we may worship our God. Tonight, I'd like us to focus on this first sentence in the portion. Go to Pharaoh as I have hardened his heart. What does this mean, to harden one's heart? This motif appears actually 20 times in the book of Exodus. Half of the references are descriptions of Pharaoh's character, where he actually hardens his own heart, and half of the descriptions are in some way initiated or caused by God. In Torah, the heart is the center of all of our faculties and behavior. It is the seat of our intellectual and our moral and our spiritual lives. Dr. Aviva Gottlieb Zornberg, one of the world's great living commentators on Torah, writes and teaches in Jerusalem, "When I lived in Israel, I would go and hear her, and my brain would hurt. She intricately would weave Jungian psychology, poetry, and much of the rabbinic canon together as she taught on each Torah portion." Since then, Dr. Zornberg has turned these hours and hours of teachings into stacks and stacks of books, each dense and yet totally worth the mental and emotional workout. On Genesis, she wrote a book titled The Beginnings of Desire. On Exodus, she wrote The Particulars of Rapture. In her collection on Exodus, she zooms in on Pharaoh, even on his name. As we know, most Hebrew words have three root letters. Pharaoh's name itself is built on three letters, the pe and the resh and the ayin. His name, according to just these three letters alone, means to let go or to release. And yet, he can't. Sound familiar? Think for a moment in your life if you've ever felt your own heart harden. Perhaps it was over the course of months or years, or perhaps it was an experience after which your heart seemed to freeze. Zornberg explains that Paro becomes increasingly anesthetized to the point where he becomes in his very being a creature of refusal. He absorbs the black energy of naysaying into himself so that he becomes its very embodiment. Dense, impenetrable, speechless, he betrays no flicker of response. He is impacted in silence. Feel familiar? Look familiar? Know any creatures of refusal? These parshiot on the plagues, while grand and awesome and terrifying, are on such a massive scale, and yet it's beautifully juxtaposed to what's falling from the sky and hopping on the earth, filling the rivers, to the inner landscape of one person's heart. In the portion this Shabbat, we learn of the last three of the 10 plagues. The first, the locusts, arbe, then darkness, choshech. And unlike all the other plagues, it was this choshech, this darkness, that is often discussed not only as physical darkness, but as a period of spiritual darkness, depression, stagnancy, a melancholy, coming from the Greek root, meaning dark mood. Later, our Babylonian Talmud discusses and asks the question, when does mourning begin? When do we start our prayers? And the answer comes both powerfully and tenderly. Talmud writes, when one can recognize the face of a friend, when we're actually able to see another person and recognize them as a friend, there can be a new beginning, a dawn, a light. Paro, meanwhile, back in our text, sees no friends, no light. In fact, during the ninth plague, Pharaoh is impacted, non-porous, inaccessible, blocked by fear. When Pharaoh cries out to Moshe, Lech ma'alai, be gone from me, Zornberg takes note and says, it's actually this overt anger and verbal rejection that represents a crack in Pharaoh's impenetrable silence. The hardening process receives its fatal setbacks in this moment of explosive fury, which leaves him suddenly vulnerable to pain. Ever felt your heart crack? We've just entered a new Hebrew month, the month of Shvat, and each Hebrew month has a tikkun, an opportunity for healing. The tikkun of this month is inner renewal. So while Passover is coming not next week or even next month, we'll actually see the full Passover moon the end of March. Between now and then, I invite us to consider our hearts, perhaps even create a mourning moment where you just put your hand on your heart and simply begin to notice, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is my heart? How might I soften its load today? Perhaps make a new friend or choose the hand I've been dealt. Two texts that might come to mind as tools, if any of you choose to take on this process. First, the important and profound prayer, the serenity prayer of Reinhold Niebuhr. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And one more coming from Yehuda Amichai, one of Israel's greatest poets, from his poem, From the Place Where We Are Right. He says, from the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. The place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. But doubts and love dig up the world like a mole, a plow, and a whisper will be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood. So my bracha, my blessing for us this Shabbat of Parshat Bo, of going to Pharaoh, is that we may each go to Pharaoh, seek out Pharaoh. Not only the Pharaohs with whom we have upsets or unresolved matters, but also the Pharaoh within us, the naysaying part of ourself that is perhaps stagnant or closed. Before we know it, spring will be here. And it's time to begin, as Amichai says, like a mole or a plow, to let our doubts and our loves dig up the world and perhaps even soften our hearts. Shabbat Shalom.